It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue on a Friday morning together, with me in the studio is Octavio Masarokas, who is the music director and conductor of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. And also Nathan Salazar joins us. He is the Youth Concerto Competition winner, and he is a saxophonist here to perform with the symphony coming up at their next performance, which is tomorrow evening at Kauffman Auditorium. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. Well, Octavio, let's jump right in. Another performance of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. It is tomorrow evening, 7:30 at Kauffman. What is on the performance docket?
Tomorrow is the last concert of the season, so it's just going to be a big celebration of the entire season. Mm-hmm. And for that, just we couldn't think of a better fit than the Beethoven Symphony Number 5. And if, you know, I said before, and say by that, people don't know it, but if you just hear like,
Everybody knows it. It is the classic.
And just they know that beginning, but just it just gets a building and building and building, and the ending is just this magnificent, really enthusiastic ending, and it's just perfect to finish the season.
But there is more to it, including that's why Nathan is here this morning, but he is the Youth Concerto Competition winner. Tell me a little bit about that. What is the story with the competition and such?
This is, our competition is open to everybody and, you know, young performers. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of applicants from all over the country and very talented players. And among all of them, Nathan stood out and just he stood out because he's just a magnificent player.
Well, Nathan Salazar is here today. He is the Youth Concerto Competition winner, saxophonist. Good morning. And tell me a little bit about where you come from. As Octavio says, competitors from around the country. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, right now I live in Cleveland, Ohio, where I play with orchestras around the area, including the Cleveland Orchestra, mm-hmm. And I teach at Baldwin-Wallace University and Cleveland State University. But I grew up in Texas, born and raised, but I met Octavio earlier in my career when I did my graduate studies at Michigan State University.
Oh, okay. All right.
He directs the orchestra.
So tell me a little bit about getting involved with this competition and how this was for you, and then finding out that you're actually going to be the selected person to come and perform at a place like Marquette.
Yeah, so I heard of the competition by just seeing flyers for it, and I felt like I had a good piece that was a good fit for winning this competition, so I submitted my recording. You submit a full concerto for the judges to hear. I waited 4 or 5 months or so from when I submitted, and then I got an email saying I won, and here we are. So tomorrow I'll be playing Andrei Wenyan's Rhapsody for Saxophone and Orchestra, which is this very virtuosic showpiece of the saxophone, which showcases both all the technical aspects of the instrument, playing a lot of fast notes and very mm-hmm. impressive mm-hmm. playing, as well as very beautiful, gorgeous melodies interlaced through there. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, unlike the Beethoven Symphony, which is a much older work, this piece was written in 2010.
All right, let me ask you this. Why saxophone? What was that moved you to say that this is actually going the instrument I was going to really get good at and really study?
Yeah, so in Texas, where I grew up, when you start an instrument, typically you start in sixth grade, either sixth grade band or sixth grade orchestra. And mm-hmm. so I signed up for band because my older sister played French horn in the band. And I picked saxophone just I thought it looked cool. and I fell in love with it on day one. And I knew even when I was in middle school that that's what I wanted to do with my life.
Well, can I ask you this? I see you brought it with you. Would you be willing to do a little bit for us in a moment?
I can play maybe a little bit.
All right, let's do that. Tomorrow evening is the Marquette Symphony Orchestra's latest performance. It is at 7:30 at Kauffman Auditorium. They will be performing Beethoven Symphony No. 5 and some other highlights. I'm in the studio with Octavio Masarokas, who is music director and conductor, and the Youth Concerto Competition winner, Nathan Salazar. He's from Cleveland, originally from Texas, and he's here and brought his saxophone. And, well, Nathan, tell me a little bit. I wanted you to play because you're talking about the instrument and performing with a real passion for it. So we wanted to hear a little bit from you. So if you could do a little solo, tell me a little bit about what you're going to do here.
Yeah, I'll be playing. This is not what I'm playing tomorrow, but this is a small excerpt from Henri Tomasi's Saxophone Concerto, which is one of my favorite works for the instrument. And it's a piece that Octavio and I have done together in the past.
Okay, we'll take it away.
Thank you.
Your mastery of this instrument, and that is Nathan Salazar, who is going to be performing with the Marquette Symphony Orchestra tomorrow evening. He is the Youth Concerto Competition winner. I can just hear it in what you're just doing there. You're the control and making it sound as smooth as you just did. Tell me a little bit about the technique that you've learned to be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, this comes from years and years and years of practicing mm-hmm. and listening. So it's when you play saxophone, it's all about really three main factors. Your air, which is the biggest one, it's mm-hmm. a wind instrument. Your mouth, we call it our embouchure. It's a fancy French word for mouth, mm-hmm. how we put our mouth around the mouthpiece. And as a saxophonist, much like a vocalist, the throat is very important. So the same way we have our different vocal inflections or singing different notes, or whistling, mm-hmm. that same motion or throat we use a lot in saxophone playing to manipulate the sound and the pitch.
Well, that was a wonderful small sample of a piece. You're not doing that piece tomorrow evening, but you are going to be performing with the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. Nathan Salazar in the studio with me. And jumping back in is Octavio Masarokas. Tell me a little bit about, again, tomorrow night, 7:30, Kauffman Auditorium. The big showcase piece, of course, is a classic.
Yeah, the big piece would be Beethoven Symphony number 5, which everybody knows, even if you don't know by name. But of course, just Nathan. And then we also start with a fanfare, which is a piece also written in the last 4 years, which is written for one of my orchestras and me to start a concert. And it would be just very exciting beginning. So just it's a great concert to finish the season.
Yeah, you mentioned it's the final concert of the mm-hmm. season, going out with some celebratory, kind of a celebratory bang, and it's certainly not one to be missed. Now, of course, tickets are available through all the usual ticketing outlets. 7:30 tomorrow night at Kauffman Auditorium, Marquette Symphony Orchestra has their latest production, their latest performance. That's Octavio Masarokas, musical director, music director, and conductor, and also Nathan Salazar, the Youth Concerto Competition winner. They'll be performing and bringing you that music. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, look for highlights at our website at sunny.fm.